the birth of Jesus is a great story that's part of a greater story. And tonight I want to share this greater story with you. This is the true story of all things. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. And then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." So God created man in His own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them, male and female. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." The Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there He placed the man He had formed. The Lord God caused to grow out of the ground every tree pleasing in appearance and good for food, including the tree of life in the middle of the garden, as well as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For on the day you eat from it, you will surely die. For the wages of sin is death." Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it or you will die." "No, you will certainly not die," the serpent said to the woman. "In fact, God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food and delightful to look at, and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom, so she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some of it to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin in this way spread to all people because all sinned. The Lord saw that human wickedness was widespread on the earth and that every inclination of the human mind was nothing but evil all the time. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed. I will put hostility between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel." The Lord said to Abraham, "All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." The Lord declared to David, "The Lord himself will make a house for you. I will raise up after you your descendant who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. The Lord himself will give you a sign. See, the virgin will conceive and have a son and name him Emmanuel. For a child will be born for us. A son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness. From now on, forever, the zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this. Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you are small among the clans of Judah. One from you will be ruler over Israel for me." An account of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people today in the city of David. A Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For everything was created by him in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." "You are a king then?" Pilate asked. "You say that I'm a king," Jesus replied. "I was born for this, and I have come into the world for this, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Then Pilate handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers crucified Jesus. Then, bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. The centurion said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to view the tomb. There was a violent earthquake because an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it. The angel told the women, "Don't be afraid, because I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen just as he said. For God loved the world in this way, he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ even though we were dead in trespasses. For you have been saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. Then I heard a loud voice from the throne, 'Look, God's dwelling is with humanity, and he will live with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Grief, crying, and pain will be no more, because the previous things have passed away. Look, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to repay each person according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to attest these things to you for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star. Both the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let anyone who hears say, 'Come.' Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life freely. He who testifies about these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with everyone. Amen." And this is the true story of all things. Let's pray together. Jesus, this is a wonder, that you were born like us, that we might become like you. This is love, that we cannot come to you, but you came to us. This is power that when God and man were infinitely apart, you brought us together in indestructible unity. So let our faith in you be the evidence that the dawn from on high has shown in our lives. Lead us in the way of peace so that we would adore you by lips and life until the day we see you face to face in that place where death is no more. All glory and honor and praise is yours, and all God's people said. Amen.